Rush and Gabby. Catch up.
Time to shake the money maker once again, Cab. This is where I bring a product to the table that I found online. I must stress this. In fact, I can't stress this enough. It is not my idea. It's just something that I am jumping on board with in order to make some cash. Is there anything wrong with that, I say?
Oh, I don't think so, as long as it's a good idea that people are actually going to get excited about.
Let's do a quick roll call of some of the ideas that I've brought to the table that you've either said yes or no to. Metal detecting sandals. No.
They were very unattractive.
The Fiesta 5, which is like a confetti cannon you put in your hand, you give someone a high five, you get a little bit of confetti.
Yeah, definite yes.
Yeah.
Especially coming up to New Year's.
The dog poo vacuum.
No, gross.
The slap it butt lamp.
Yes, awesome.
Which is a lamp shaped like a butt. You slap it to turn it on, turn it off again the same way. Mm-hmm. The iPoddy from last week.
No, that was unhygienic and gross.
Yeah, you gave that one a big no. And the good marriage blanket, which is a blanket that absorbs any smells that emanate from somebody's body.
Yeah, that was a definite yes. That's because no one wants a Dutch oven.
Well, I think I was trying to keep away from that term, Gab. I really was. Wow. All right. So,
no skirting the issue with me.
No, not at all. Anyway, so today's product I think is a real win. In fact, when I first saw it online, I thought it was a G-up, but I'd done the research and as it turns out, it is not. It's called the Freedom Flask and it's for those people that want to sneak drinks into places. Now, we don't condone the overindulgence in any form of alcohol, but maybe you want to sneak a chocky milk into an establishment that won't allow you to have a chocky milk.
Well, like
a gym.
Or if you go somewhere that sells food and drink, like the cinema, where you're not allowed to take in your own, that'd be the perfect situation.
Well, this could be interesting to use in a cinema because you'd have to stand up to use it. Now, this particular ad actually has a bit of an American tinge to it, okay? But you could Aussie it up if we were to sell it here in Australia. Check this out.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties. Above the Freedom Flask! Fill up Freedom Flask's 1 liter leak-proof bladder. This puppy's made of medical-grade material, babies. Once you're locked and loaded full of that sweet get-you-through-the-day drink, stuff it down your pants. When you're ready to guzzle down, pour the liquid straight out of your fly. People will think you're peeing, not sneaking the hooch. Best of all, no metal parts. Suck on that, metal detectors. Freedom Flask. It doesn't take George Washington's smarts to know this thing is totally rad.
Correct. It is totally rad. Strange dude.
They're trying to be very rebellious.
Are they?
In that aren't they?
So it's a bladder. You whack it down your pants. And then when you want to sneak a drink, you open up your fly and then away you go.
No. This is so wrong.
Between legs and,
because if you don't get removed from the venue because you've snuck in a drink, you will get removed from the venue for public urination or, you know, public exposure, which is probably even worse.
Yeah, well, either way, you know, you've got some explaining to do, but there's no wins.
Not a win, no matter which way you look at it, which means I'm going to say no because on so many different moral levels, this is so wrong.
Yeah, I kind of expected that, but it's still fun all the same.
Going through Insta this morning, saw that Hugh Sheridan has started modelling for Sheridan, the sheets company.
Mm-hmm.
Very well played. And we were like, well, maybe there are other people out there with last names that should be following their destiny and, you know, working in that career path. So we want to know on 13, 12, 16 what your name means and what you should be doing with your life.
Shannon's on the line. Shannon, it's not you, it's somebody you know, but what was the name?
His name was Dr. Butcher.
Ooh.
Dr. Butcher. Should be a butcher, not a doctor, probably.
Did you go to him?
Yes, I did.
How'd that go for you?
Yeah, pretty good.
Oh, so he was a good doctor. Yeah, that's all right then. It just sounds nasty.
Because you know what? If he's a bad doctor, he could still live up to his name.
Yep.
Shannon, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
And now we've got Lachlan on 13, 12, 16. What's your last name, Lachlan?
Worry.
Worry.
Oh, do you do a lot of worrying?
Yeah, pretty much.
How old are you?
9 years old.
Years old.
God, so much to worry about when you're nine.
Yeah,
life is tough.
That's right. It's a very stressful environment.
Hopefully you get a little better with your worrying as time goes on.
Let me tell you about what I stumbled across earlier this morning, Cam. Now, I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. You're very close to that as well. And as a result, a lot of what I do in the dark.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to wake up the rest of the family. So this morning, I was walking up and down the hall. I did it a couple of times. And then I thought, you know what? Stuff this. I'm going to turn the lights on.
I turn the lights on every morning.
Today's the day I'm turning the lights on. I don't care about what others are going to say or throw at me. I'm turning the lights on. And there, after I turned the hallway light on, there, taking a gentle stroll up the middle of the hallway, was a giant centipede.
Oh, you could have trodden on that.
Exactly.
Barefooted?
He was barefooted, right in the centre. It's not like, I mean, I was using the centre as well of the hallway.
Of course you were. Who walks along the side?
Exactly.
Keep to the left.
That's right. That's right. And this thing was huge. Like, it was as long as your hand. It was one of the biggest centipedes I've ever actually seen. Now, normally, whenever I stumble across something insecty or vermin-y in the house, my go-to move is to just eyeball it, just stare at it. I once eyeballed... Yeah, it does. I once eyeballed a mouse for like 2 minutes. Saw it in the house and it was just me staring at it staring at me. Seriously, 2 minutes of staring at each other, and then I realised the mouse was dead. And
I was going to say, who won that one? Obviously the mouse.
Yeah, by a long shot. Because here's the thing, you've got to keep your eye on whatever it is, because the only thing worse than finding a creepy crawly in the house is finding one and then losing it again.
Yeah.
Knowing that you've got one somewhere in the house but that you cannot find, that is the scariest thing, I reckon.
Yep.
My question, though, is how do you eyeball a centipede? Because they've got those two sort of antenna things at the front, and then I don't know where their eyes are. Have you ever seen a centipede? No idea. No idea at all.
I've never seen a centipede in real life, to tell you the truth. No.
They're scary.
But I feel like if you look at the entire thing, you're probably eyeballing it at some point along its body. It's not that big.
What you're saying is if I'm close enough to actually stare it in the eyes, I'm too close to a centipede.
Yep. Definitely. Anyway,
couldn't find the eye, so I just left it there.
What do you mean you left it there?
My kids and family will be okay.
You can't just leave it there.
Really?
You just walked out.
Well, yep. It'll be all right.
Your kids are going to find it and they're going to freak out.
Nah, they'll be all right. That's what growing up and learning is all about.
All right, so you've turned your phone off, I'm assuming, because otherwise it's going to start ringing any minute.
Yeah.
A very angry wife.
They'll be I won't need the phone. I'll hear the screams from here.
I put up my Christmas tree on the weekend. I started decorating the house. I'm playing Christmas carols and I'm getting a bit of hate for it, Hamish.
Yeah, you
are. People are saying, Gaz,
it's too early.
It's November.
It's way too early.
Calm down.
Calm
1st of December is the first day that you're allowed to participate in anything Christmas related.
That is correct.
I am not in agreement, and coincidentally found an article this morning that says people who put up Christmas decorations early are happier.
Is that right? Is that an article written by one Gabby Elgin?
Actually, it's not. It's actually from The Independent, and they're saying that in a world full of stress and anxiety, people like to associate to things that make them happy, and Christmas decorations evoke these strong feelings of childhood happiness.
Is that right?
So if you put them up earlier, it extends the excitement of Christmas and it makes you happy for longer in the lead up. I'm so happy.
What if you suffer from premature happiness? So you're happy, you know, in November, but then that happiness tends to fade. You kind of get over it in December and then it ruins Christmas for you.
That's impossible because it only builds. The excitement builds until the 25th and it cannot prematurely disappear before that. It just can't. It's impossible. Christmas is all about happiness and festivity and
that's
getting
right.
together. And if you're going to see your family or if you're going to open presents or if you're going to be celebrating on the day, there's no way that you can, you know, not be excited about
that. So what you're saying is for every moment of the day from now on, you are going to be happy.
No, I didn't say that. I definitely didn't say that. I'll be happier.
There's a
difference.
Yeah, there is a difference. It's going to reference back to the first thing this morning. You weren't that happy until you got your first coffee. I can tell you that right now.
Coles are doing something different and everyone is praising them for it because they have rolled out an autism-friendly shopping hour to 68 stores around the country.
So cool.
They had a successful trial in Melbourne at two of their stores and the supermarket is expanding now. It's low-sensory, autism-friendly shopping experience around Australia, which is really cool.
Yeah, they're calling it the quiet hour.
Yeah, and it's not just for people with autism, but for anyone who has heightened sensory experiences that they So, finding difficult.
Yeah. So what what are they doing? They're dimming the lights a bit?
Yeah, they are. So they dim the lights by 50%. Yep. They switch off the radio. The register and scanner volumes are reduced. The trolley collection is stopped because that's really noisy you're collecting trolleys. Roll cages are removed from the shop floor and the PA announcements are also stopped. So pretty much everything they can do to create a quieter environment for that hour, they are doing. And then back to normal business after that hour where they can start stocking the shelves and collecting trolleys again.
I think it's a great idea, not only for those on the spectrum, I guess, as far as autism goes, but just for people that want some peace and quiet. I mean, would it be bad form of me just to do my shopping during that quiet hour?
The only thing is you wouldn't be able to take your kids.
No. I'd make a point. Make a point of not taking the kids.
You wouldn't be able to. That'd be bad from the shop during that hour.
And that would be why I want to shop during that hour. Yeah. Just sit back and then enjoy some peace and quiet for a while. I think it's a great idea.
I think it's fantastic. You know, they're always looking at ways to improve the shopping experience for people and thinking of all the different people out there with their different needs. Mm-hmm. And this is a great step in the right direction.
Yep. Well done.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.